Sitting in from the great state of Illinois, and you know, Pard, you're down here so much now, and your residence is here, and we're just going to have to quit telling everybody that you're from Illinois, and just make you a good old Southern boy like you want to be. Praise Yahweh. We've had a great time today. We're gonna try to bring the people up, Pard. We've seen miracles today, as well as you know. Going back 2 months, I guess maybe what we could do tonight is sort of review everything that we have done, or the things that Yahweh has done, is putting it better, because you know good and well that it's been out of my hand, it's out of your hand, and it's out of the people's hands mostly, and it's been in Yahweh's hands. He looks like he just drove this situation here that we've got at the King's Gate Inn. He parked everything where he wanted. He placed everything where he wanted. He gave us the property the way he wanted. And tonight, we're so delighted to say that we've added the King's Gate, the chapel, in already to the property. It's now on the property. It's now set up. And it's amazing. This morning at 10 o'clock, Park, when we got started on this, nothing was done, nothing was set up on it, and once we got started about 10 o'clock, we even got the people to call us, and we were a little late getting over there, and they were ready to go. We're talking about the people who's going to deliver the chapel, and they were converting into our assembly, and it's it was wonderful when we got the news that that they could do it today. You know, we called the people about the situation, and lo and behold, we were thinking about maybe a couple of weeks from now. We were going over to pay for the building yesterday, and actually, you got in late and we didn't get over there and until this morning to finish paying for it. And by the time we got there to pay for it, to write the final check on the piece of property part, well, we didn't write no check. You counted out the green stuff, and that, you know, that talks talk and walks a walk. But boy, just as soon as we got it counted out on the table and paid the owner for the piece of property that we got here, the people that were going to deliver it and set it up were already at the lot putting the wheels under the frames and getting it ready to go. It was a 28x66. To us, that's a huge building. You know, we're just a small church, if you will, a small assembly. We don't like to call ourselves a church. We are the church. But, you know, Park, we had such a marvelous time today. Things went so good. We didn't have one hitch all day long. Yahweh just blessed and kept the devil at bay. And, we're just so delighted. And the men that come to work were so happy, and everything went fine, and we just couldn't believe everything. We took them lunch down, and they ate lunch with us today, and we shared and testified a little bit to them about the wonderful plan and the great name of the King. And tonight, Pard, we can truthfully say that we now have a chapel, the King's Gate Chapel, sitting right here on the King's Gate Inn property. It's already set up. The ridge cap's done gone on. The anchors, the blocks are set. Everything is set up. And all we've got to do is work a lifetime on it and prepare it. You know, we're making plans to put in extra things that we've talked about today, and we've just been walking around almost in a daze saying, well, I can't believe all this has happened. In one day's time, we got all this done. And, Court, I'm blown away, and I know you are, and I know you can't wait to tell our brothers and sisters around the land and all you that are really keeping up with the Kingsgate Inn activities. It's far exceeded what I ever thought it would, and gone beyond my expectations, Brother Park. And I just wish that all of our brothers and sisters were sitting here tonight at the King's Gate Inn, where they could take a look at the chapel and walk through it like we did this evening, and amazed at the room we've got, and we've got the food pantry, we've got restrooms, we've got a kitchen built in. The ladies will never have to search for anything, any of their utensils. You know, we've got things, you know, for the first time, Part, where we're going to have the sound system set up. We've got the office abilities now, where we can do our recording, and we can do maybe a few videos here and there if we ever get time. Things have been in a whirlwind around here, and I still can't believe all this has happened to us here, Brother Part. Brother Part, come on in here and tell us a few things, what you think about it.
Thank you, Pastor Buddy. Before I get into this, I need to apologize to my brother in North Carolina. I kind of misled him a little bit. I hope you forgive me, because you know I love you. But I was wanting you to come over here, because when I left Southern Illinois Thursday for about 8 hours coming down here, I kept thinking about, well, we're going to finalize our chapel with those people, and it's going to probably take, because I've already been told over the phone that the site we was going to put it on wouldn't work, and then another site wasn't going to work. And then when I finally got down here, I told Pastor Buddy, I said, well, let's go out and see if we can find us a site. So we finally agreed on a site, and it looked real good. And then I said, have you called any of those people on the list about moving that trailer in? And he said, no, I haven't. And I said, well, man, we need to do this, because if we got to set footings and do all this stuff, it's going to probably be another 2 weeks before I can get down here. We need to get it lined out so whenever I come down, we can get that thing moved in here. So the first guy on the list we called, and his name was Steve, and he said, well, yeah, we can probably do that. It's probably going to cost you about $4,000. And I said, I tell you what, we got to check our finances here, and how about we call you back in about 10 or 15 minutes? And he said, okay. So I looked at Pastor Bay and I said, well, we've got about six more people. Let's give them all a quick call and see if we can get anything better. So we talked a little bit about it, and before we could make the second call, this guy calls us back and he says, I've been thinking about this a little bit. He said, you guys are going to have some kind of a religious building that you're going to put on that site. And I said, yes, sir. And he says, well, I tell you what I'm going to do. He says, I'm going to trim that down to $3,600 for you. And I said, well, I tell you what, sir. I said, we'll just plan on it. You got a deal. And I said, my word's good over the phone. And if you trust me, we got a good deal. And I'll see you tomorrow. And we'll settle up. So he said, okay, we got a deal. We're going to take care of the whole thing, put it together. Put the ridge cap on it, block it, put pads underneath it. You won't have to pour all those footings. That'll save you about $2,000 right there. And then this morning, they called us, said they were over there at the site, like Pastor Buddy said a while ago. And so before we went over there, we contacted a guy across the street, had a bulldozer, and he wasn't there. So we went on over and took care of the business and got the chapel paid for. And then we paid the old boy to haul it over here, and they got it all ready, and we caravanned it all the way over, took it up on 75 and went to 60 and got off, and everything went smooth. I prayed last night that everything go smooth. It was smooth. And when we got the trailers to Bob's neck, if you know what I mean, Bob, we got it to your neck. They were able to make the turn with those 70-foot trailers with our new opening and whipped them right in here. In the meantime, we got the guy across the street let us rent the bulldozer, and our brother Preston got on it, and we leveled out the ground for it. And the guy that was setting the trailers was real happy with it. And they blocked it up, and they got almost everything done, but they're going to come back tomorrow and finish it. They're going to give us a 2-year guarantee. If it settles, they'll come back and re-level it at no charge. Pastor Bay, I tell you, the last 2 days, everything has fallen into place. Everything's been so fast. I can't believe it. When I look out there and see that beautiful building sitting there, you know, when over a week ago when I was down here at Tabernacles, I said on the radio that with this building that we were going to buy, we were going to be 6 months ahead of schedule. Well, we're probably 8 or 9 months ahead of schedule right now. This thing will be refurbished on the inside to our specifications. It'll be refurbished on the outside. It's white now. It's going to have a nice natural-looking color on it. The shutters will have a nice color on it. It's setting so when you come in the gate, you notice it immediately. It won't look like a house trailer. We're going to put a front porch on, a big deck on the back. I am so overwhelmed how Yahweh works and how He put this together for us. It took a lot of stress off of me worrying about when and how and everything we was going to do to get this thing where we are. And 24 hours later, it's a done deal. It's sitting here on the ground. It's all ready to go in and start tearing things out and putting things back and painting it and painting the exterior and putting on decks. And I mean, if people could open their eyes, I know everybody can't open their eyes because you won't let them open, but if the ones that do open could only see how great Yahweh is and what He can do for you, and once you get baptized in His name, how your life will change and how things will get better. And, you know, I was 55 before I ever heard the name Yahweh, and ever since then, you know, about 3 years ago when you baptized me, everything has just gotten better and better and better. And I praise Him many times every day. And where we're sitting right now, I mean, I'm just overwhelmed. I still can't believe that it's a done deal. It's here. We owe not a cent on it. The property's paid for. The chapel's paid for. Everything's paid for. We own everything lock, stock, and barrel, but we do need tithes and help. So any of you brothers and sisters, we invite all of you to come and see your property and give Yahweh some tithes, because it'll come back to you manyfold. And bless you all, and I'm just overwhelmed. I'm just praise Yahweh. Praise hallelujah. God. Here you are, Pastor Buddy.
Praise Yahweh.
You know, Brother Park, we were, we've sat here in astonishment. You know, we've talked about this. Even the folks that were here 2 weeks ago, you know, we were in a tent, as you well know, and we had some wind, if you remember, and it blew the tent down, and then the brothers, faithful as they are, they went right back to work and had it up in no time flat, and it was a test of our faith. And now that we've got, since 2 weeks ago, just 2 weeks ago, you know, we went over and purchased the building a couple of weeks ago, right at the end of the festival, I believe, is when we got it. And the gentleman that owned the lot there said we could leave it there before we got ready. And, you know, the house seat wasn't even, we hadn't even started on it this morning at 10 o'clock. We didn't even have a dozer to come in and level the lot to set the unit up. And we did all of that. It worked out so marvelous. The guy that owned the dozer that was directly across the street from us, he didn't live there. He was doing a job there. And they had finished the job up, and he was at home working on another job, but his dozer was left here across from our property. And I went over and seen one of the brothers working over there, and got this gentleman's number, and we called him, you know, Pard. And we had a couple of conversations with him and asked him if there was any way he could come over here. We were sort of in a bind. And we had a home sitting here on the property going through the gate, and we needed a house seat. And he said, no way. He said, I'm over here putting a furnace in my home. And he said, I'm all tied up today. And he said, I doubt it if I could get to it even tomorrow. And I said, we really need you now. So I hung up the phone, and And on the spur of the moment, called him back. I said, look, I said, I don't know you and you don't know me, but I'm the neighbor across the street from where you're working. And I said, we've got a brother here that retired from driving a D9 Caterpillar dozer. And I said, would you lease that to me or rent it to me or let me pay you by the hour or whatever you do? Would you do that? And this man had never met me, partner, never met you, and never met nobody here. And he said, well, he said, I guess I could. Praise Yahweh. And in 15 minutes, we had Preston on the dozer, headed across to our property. And what was it, about an hour and a half, he was dozing the seat out and had it ready. The guy sat there on the side of the road in the parking lot there where we pulled into the King's Gate Inn. By the time they got it through the gate over there, Preston was already dozing out for the house seat, and an hour, just a little over an hour, the way I timed it, we had the house seat graded down to spec, and as you very well know, they went to work on it immediately after that, and it was so amazing that not only did we, when we got to the lot, we didn't know who we was going to meet, didn't know the guy that we had hired to bring the unit over, we didn't know where it was bonded or insured or what kind of a setup we had, and we just didn't know, and we walked in there and we met one of the nicest gentlemen that we'd ever met. Men part both liked him immediately, and he was ready to go. He beat us there at the lot, like Part had told you, and we got to talking to him, and they had equipment. It was wonderful how he was equipped, wasn't it, Part?
Yes, it was.
He had everything. He said, look, I do a turnkey job. It's guaranteed. I give you a 2-year warranty. We'll deliver this unit for you. We'll set it up for you. We'll put the footers in to government specifications and the state Tennessee state regulations and county and all that. He said, I'm bonded and insured with the county here. And so we just went to work. And first thing you know, like Hard said, we was coming up 75 with a convoy running interference for them, and we had not one hitch. We just cruised right on into the King's Gate Inn, and by they work right till dark, Bart, if you know, and they almost got her done. They probably don't like 2 hours in the morning having this unit set up, and we're, like you say, we've got a turnkey job here. And we got it for less than we could afford the footers for, to tell you the truth. The footers probably itself would have cost half of what we had to pay, probably over half, really,
yeah,
of what we had to get the footers poured and set up and transported over here. And let's see, he had 1, 2, 3, 4, what, 5 men?
Yeah.
5 men, furnished the 5 men.
Well, him and 4 guys.
Him and 4 guys. And their equipment, they had 3 or 4 trucks. Well, they had the 2 main trucks to pull the units, and that's the big truck. 2 other trucks along with them, plus another piece of equipment. I don't know what that thing was called, but it was a little gem piece of equipment. It was marvelous what they could do with it. And so we've been delighted and pumped up all day long, praising Yahweh, how this thing has come down. Now, Hard, we talked about this. Me and you couldn't have designed it no better. You know we didn't. We just flew by that. We just, on a whim, we just called this first fellow, like you said. He turned out to be the right man, and we'd never met him before in the life, but we know that Yahweh knew him. He was from Chattanooga area. And his most of his crew was from Chattanooga and Cleveland.
Alabama,
down in Alabama, yeah, right across the state line in Chattanooga, which we're about 50 miles from Chattanooga here. And they live across into Alabama on Signal Mountain over there. But it was wonderful how the coordination with the dozer to do the grade work to get the unit set. We had no idea. We figured maybe we'd be here for a couple of weeks with the complications, and instead of that, we got it all done in one day, and we are still shaking our head. It's unbelievable. You know, Pard, you took us out to dinner tonight, me and Preston and the gang, and we just couldn't believe it. We just sat there and tried to figure out what had happened today, and so many wonderful things had happened. And you know, Pard, it's just amazing what our Heavenly Father, when you put Him in charge, and when you want to please Him, and we would love to have a good place for people to come and for people to share and for people to be comfortable and spend the whole week. You know, we have these week-long festivals, Pard, and now, you know, coming up maybe starting maybe this winter, we're already planning a special meeting, and maybe we could get that special meeting around sometime around December and have all the folks, if they would like to come back down and visit the King's Gate Inn since the Tabernacles, which we had a late Tabernacles this year, was in October because of the 13th month on the lunar calendar. And, man, how Yahweh blessed down here. Linda has done such a marvelous job, her and Bob, as they usually do. We've already got, I don't know, she's done probably 8 or 10 videos already. And I just sitting here a while ago watching some of the things. You know, when you take a picture of a scene and capture it on video, and then go back and it just brings back wonderful, wonderful thoughts and memories of precious ones that have done return home, and we miss every one of them, Pard.
Yep.
We're so in love with our people that it's so amazing how much love we've got for our brothers and sisters and how much love they've proved they've got for us. You know, Pard, going back to where we started 2 months ago, like you say, you know, you made that prediction and you hit it right on the head. You said we'd be 6 months ahead of schedule, and right now we think we're a year ahead at this time, what we had planned for the year. And so Yahweh's been so good to us. And we've had so many good people to come and help us and to volunteer, yeah, and to donate money and time and energies. And we had such a wonderful festival. We got to see people that we hadn't seen in a while, people from Alabama, old sidekick Bill Cox, he came up and We got to meet him and some of the others, Sister Martha and Jim and a few of the people that we haven't seen in years. We hadn't seen them since we had festival down here 20 years ago at Sweetwater. So, man, how Yahweh blessed us to come back to the King's Gate Inn, Pard, with Sweetwater. And you told that man, you remember what you told Steve this morning? He was inquiring where we going with this unit he was going to bring in for us, and you told him you was going to Paradise. He said, yeah, I've heard that before, because he thought we were trying to pull a fast one on him and take him back into some remote mountain in the boonies and have to swing it in with a lift. He said, yeah, I've been in some of them Paradise situations, but when he got over here, Pard, the first thing he said, you guys wasn't lying. He said, this is a nice place, praise Yahweh. And you know, Pard, we had tried to find out where we was going to put it, and we couldn't decide. You know, we said, well, me and you was, I wanted it one place, you wanted another, and it looked like Yahweh won because he put it where he wanted it.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a thing to do with it. It just worked out in his time and his glory. And, you know, we're so thankful. We send, you know, our programs lifted, our hearts lifted up in our program tonight. And usually, you know, we're in Bible subjects and things of this nature, and I don't really get to share my heart and with our brothers and sisters like we did at our festivals, you know, and everybody bared their heart. And we were so thankful that we even had a piece of property to drive in on without being dictated to or insulted or or asked to leave or something like that.
Time limit, get off of it.
Time limit, get away, and now it belongs, like you said, to Yahweh and his people. Not one penny right now, or do we owe on anything that we've done. We've even got a Kingsgate Inn Chapel building sitting on the property. It's paid for. The transportation and the men that did the work today, they're paid in full. Matter of fact, we...
The bulldozer's paid for.
We even bought the brethren that did the work today, the employees that came down. We brought them lunch, and then we paid for their dinner tonight when they stopped somewhere that they could eat. We was able to share and give. And they came up here, I think they come to you, Card, tonight down at the work site. And thanked you and said that all the years that they've been working on the job, nobody had ever give them money, brought them lunch, and then bought their dinner. And when they get on their way home, we told them to stop and enjoy themselves and get them a meal. And they was just overcome, and it done our hearts so good that Yahweh would bless us to bless them, because they really were a blessing. And, of course, though, the way we're able to bless people is because somebody out there, our brothers and sisters, those that tithe to the King's Gate, we've been able to help them in that way, and it's been such a marvelous blessing.
It's called sharing back and forth, both ways, and it comes back many-fold.
Oh, it does. It really does. I mean, it's reciprocal is what you're saying. And, you know, going over the fact that we had the dozer sitting there, the owner-operator could not come and do the job. We needed it right then. If we'd had to send the crew home, they would have got the same money. They would have just set the unit on the property, and we would have had to get somebody else to set it up, I'm sure, because they weren't going to wait. They come to do the job, and we promised we was going to deliver, and part, it couldn't have been us. We ain't got enough sense to work something out like that. I know I ain't. And we couldn't have worked it out in 1,000 years like Yahweh worked it out. The faith that was put in the project and the blessing that's come about in the last year, well, the last 2 months especially. This has been building for a year. When the brethren got together in the festivals, and you know, you've been in the festival for the last 3 years, and but it goes back quite a while when we got in the old circle. The brethren that had built old-fashioned altars to worship on, we built one this time here at the King's Gate, and we utilize it and use it, and standing on those altars and praying to Yahweh and asking Yahweh to give us the courage. It takes courage to preach the truth for it. Because we have to walk by faith, because not many people will recognize the courage to preach the gospel. And as very well you know, that we have to cross so many people and their belief systems when we testify and when we preach the name that we preach in. And the name that we declare to the people is sort of strange to them. How many ways or how many days, or how many years? I know I've been preaching Yahweh for 20 years, and I never heard it. In all the 30 years I was preaching in Jesus' name, I had no recollection whatsoever of ever hearing the name of Yahweh. Well, I know that since we've been on the radio in the last 15, maybe 16 years, that now just about everybody knows about Yahweh. They hear it through the radio and through the testimonies of other brothers and sisters that use this magnanimous name. And part of the people that support the radio station that goes around the world, we're on WWRV 5 nights a week. And we're supported and funded by the tithes and the offerings, particularly Brother Mark and Sister Audrey that share, they take the lion's share of our radio time and pay for it out of their own pockets. We never receive a bill. We never receive a notice that we're overdue. And for their love, they pay And then we make up the rest of it out of the tithes and offerings of the other brothers and sisters and all those that really give and support. And we've been able to save some money outside of our radio ministry to put into our property, which we've long prayed for. And we've done that through the generous blessings of everybody that's been dedicated to helping us and writing us letters of encouragement. It means so much, Bart. When I sat here, you know, we got out some packages, and you picked up one today. And you said, what are you going to do with this? I said, I'm going to offer it up on the altar to Yahweh. It's a $10,000 envelope that a brother sent me, well, from your state, by the way, up around Chicago. And we still got his envelope here. We had put it in a box and didn't get to offer it up to Yahweh, along with some others that we have found here in the box that we had, especially set back. I got a whole box full when we come to the full moon where we're going to offer them up. We'll be offering those up. So how wonderful. All those hours of prayer, the commitment to people, the time that they took. You know, part of, you know, this is such a busy life. It takes a lot of faith and courage just to go over and get your checkbook out or your tithe offering or go get a money order, or, you know, some people send a little cash in the mail. But it takes time to do that. It takes dedication. It takes Yahweh laying it on somebody's heart to get up and to go to the mailbox or make an effort to go get a money order or to write a check. And as hard as times are now, we just don't know what the future is tomorrow. But here in the worst of economic times, we've had the greatest blessings that I've ever received in my ministry. And what I've been dedicated to Yahweh, the fruits and the labor and the love and the commitment and the faith it takes to walk this walk and the courage. I just praise Yahweh for the sisters that support their husbands and the brothers that support the sisters and pull together and share and give. And, you know, we're already looking for our next meeting down here, where we could, if we can get the assembly ready, at least we'll have a dry place to worship they can be in. And we got, you know, we was talking about that. We got a beautiful fireplace in our unit. It's the old-fashioned kind. It's got a wood stove in it. And, that's wonderful to see that fire burning and have our speakers and our sound system set up and be permanent, have our video equipment, and our radio equipment part, we don't even have to ever move it. And you know that I've been like a pack rat, you know, packing. I've loaded my old pickup so many times the tarp just jumps on the truck when it sees me coming. And tarping it down and loading the sound equipment. And the brothers, we went over, I was telling you today that we went over to Hallelujah Acres and moved our equipment stuff over here, and it was a truck bed full of stuff, and then a wagon, and we still got a wagon load and another truck bed full of stuff over there. Don't have half of it over here. And Yahweh just blessed us so many ways, and people like to say volunteering to help, but that's, you know, it really blesses me and humbles me that people would write me and encourage me and bless this endeavor and offer up prayers on our behalf, truck drivers. You know, I had one of my truck driver friends from Indiana, he left me a message on the phone the other day, and he was telling me about some of these people that, you know, they don't understand this name we got. They don't understand the name that we teach that's got salvation. You know, the greatest name in the whole universe, Brother Pard, we have a part. We have the joy and the peace and the knowledge of knowing that there's none other name. I know there's other popular names out there that people call on, like I did. But when you really get the information and when you get the truth, you'll know that there ain't but one name. When you say Jesus, you're actually saying Yahweh. You may not, I know the phonics and the sound and the difference in, and the people have been led astray by something or someone that deliberately tried to change his name. And how do you say it in one way? Hallelujah. How many ways can you say, who are you praising here today, Pastor Buddy? Well, I'm saying hallelujah. Everybody that worships Jesus says that name. Hallelujah. Well, if they can say hallelujah and praise Yahweh, that suits me just fine. And if they don't have the knowledge to know that that's the only name, that's their problem. And if they'll come to the King's Gate Inn and sit down, bring their Bible, we'll put the evidence in front of them and prove all things. You know, the Bible said to prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. And, Pard, today I can say, I'm so glad that you come. And, you know, I said, Pard, I when we sat down to dinner, I just let out a big old hallelujah shout. I couldn't believe the things that we've accomplished in the last 2 months. And like I said, I just wish all of our brothers and sisters that were here like 2 weeks ago could be right back down here today to see what we've added to since they've left and the things that we've got going on for Yahweh.
And you know, Pastor Buddy, yesterday afternoon when we started talking about this thing, and then I know you told me that you did, and I did too, prayed last night that everything would go smooth, they would be able to transport everything here without any hitch. The bulldozer coming in, them coming in, setting the things. I mean, everything has just been bam, 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 bam. I mean, it just blows my mind. I can't believe everything has happened this fast. And I'm thinking, when I'm driving down here 8 hours, thinking, my God, what's going to happen? How are we going? Where are we going to put the piers? Where are we going to do this? When are we going to be able to get that thing off that guy's lot? He's only going to let us set it there for another 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden, here we are 24 hours later, and you look out off the porch, and there's our beautiful building. It looks beautiful now, but man, give me about 4 months, and it's going to look more beautiful. I mean,
praise
you know.
Great job.
And if we can just get some of our brothers and sisters to keep tithing us a little bit here and there would help. And it's your property. Just if you've never been here, if you don't know the name but you'd like to find out more, come down and be a part of it. It'll change your life. And if you can't come down, if you can send some tithes, you'll be replenished many folds for your tithing to us.
Amen, Brother Pard. You know, it's so marvelous. You know, it's just, we're just overwhelmed and so delighted that Yahweh has done so many things His way. You know, you know how you struggle and do it your way and, you know, and, but Yahweh, He just took over. I mean, that's all I can say. Yahweh has really took over and, He brought the man to deliver the unit. He brought the crew that we needed. He provided the man to get this piece of equipment and the property that we bought from him. He had just gotten it and sent it on his lot, and we were the first one, I believe, to make him an offer on it. I don't know that we were the first ones to prove property, but we were one of the first ones to look at it because he hadn't had it there long. And Yahweh provided him. He was a very good man. And he was passing out religious tracts for it. You know, we took one of his tracts, and he was a good man, and he means good. We just love all of you people tonight that are in Jesus' name, that claim Him as a Savior, and if you'll just do us a favor, it's sort of something like this. If you'll say hallelujah, every time you say Jesus, we'll be satisfied. Praise Yahweh. And when you say hallelujah, we'll tell you what you're saying. And if you don't know, when you're saying Jesus, you're saying hallelujah, because Jesus, the one that people worship part tonight is Jesus, that God that came in a flesh body, it's marvelous. And you know, we've got the revelation that he did come, that there wasn't but one of them. Everybody says, well, there's three of them. The Father's up there, and the Son's up there, and the Holy Ghost is up there. Well, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is the same one. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And we found out he was really, today, he's the same one. And he just delights in blessing his people. You know what it says? He said, it's my good pleasure to bless you. And here we are now just learning to receive his blessings. And, you know, part, we would like for those that would like to send us a tithe. If you don't tithe to anyone and you would like to tithe to a ministry that will stand for Yahweh, we won't back down. We won't compromise on that name. It's the only name given. We do sympathize with those that use Jesus. We believe that if you had enough knowledge, you would you'd learn who he was, and instead of calling him Jesus, you'd call him Yahweh. And but anyway, like I say, if you say hallelujah enough times in your worship, call on him. You remember, I believe you said something about this, or maybe some of the brothers did when they were down here. Someone did in their testimony just recently. I remember when I was a young boy. Just starting out, and I started preaching when I was 18 years old. I didn't announce my calling until I was 22, and preached publicly, you know, like you're supposed to do. And but I was 18 years old, I was preaching. I was actually preaching before I was a teenager. I knew I was called, but I kept it hid from everybody. But I would pray, and I'd pray to Jesus for a while, and then I'd pray to the Father. And then I prayed the Holy Ghost. And I was so mixed up, both emotionally and mentally and spiritually and knowledgeable. I wasn't knowledgeable. The Bible said we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And when I found out, when I seen the mystery of godliness, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. When I really seen that my Savior, my Creator, my Lord and my God, that he revealed to me that he was the only one, and that he left heaven at his own expense and came down here and found me a worthless piece of dirt and exalted me in knowledge and give me a reason to praise him. Well, I praised him in Jesus' name for 30 years, like trees of fallen. And then there was a brother that introduced me to the name, and that just gave me more reason tonight to praise Yahweh. And for all you Jesus people tonight, we're gonna be merciful to you a little bit. I really feel for you. I really do. My heart goes out to you, and rejoicing that you still have a belief system, although you don't know the name. It's all right if you don't know Yahweh, because Yahweh knows you. And if, as long as he knows you, you might have a chance to get introduced. And so if you want to save yourself a lot of problems, write us tonight down here at the King's Gate Inn, and or call us. We'll be giving you hopefully the correct phone number. Most of the time I've been so involved in these phone numbers. I've had so many changes here lately, and we've moved to a new piece of property apart. I just feel like a new child in a candy shop. Every day's a blessing here. Praise Yahweh. It's just so wonderful. And I just really thank all the saints that came down and drove all those many miles and helped sanctify the property. And you know, we bless the property in the name of Yahweh, and we pray that Yahweh will give us mercy and grace and a humble spirit, and that we could help to brothers and sisters. We don't want to offend no one. Blessed is he that offendeth not in word and deed. We want to teach you the gospel truth. We will stand for the truth. We will not compromise. We will prove all things like the Bible has instructed us to do. But simply because tonight we feel that we have a place where Yahweh has chosen here in Sweetwater. Now think about that name, Lord. You know, when we took Don up here to the Tennessee River, which is just like 8 or 10 miles up the road, and took him up there and baptized him, and we're talking about this location being Sweetwater. We've always been drawn to this area, and really, this is the truth. 20 years ago, we stopped here at our first festival, our second festival that we ever had in Yahweh's name. We had it here in Sweetwater, Tennessee. And we stayed here for around 6 to 8 years, having meetings right up here at the hotel where people stayed. At this last festival, they stayed right in the same motels where that we had meetings up here 20 years ago in Yahweh's name. And here we are now, right here in Sweetwater, near the Tennessee River, and got a great place to baptize. You can ask Brother Don up there in Wisconsin. He was the first one that we baptized. He had to come out of Wisconsin to get her done, praise Yahweh. And he did with joy and peace, and we just praise Yahweh for Don and all the people that came from many miles around. We had people that flew in from California. Miss Ruby, I never seen her look so beautiful. Thelma said it's because she had let her hair grow out. I said, there was something special about Ruby this time. I can't figure out what it was. And she said, well, buddy, didn't you see that she had let her hair grow out? And she just looked like an angel, Bart. And of course, we have been in festival with them. In Sweetwater, 20 years ago, her and Jack, they've been their old soldiers. But I said especially that I was just so pleased to see Jack and Ruby, because they're like me. They're getting up in age, but they still have enough courage and faith and determination to climb on that eagle and fly into Knoxville, Tennessee, or Chattanooga. I think it come in Chattanooga or Knoxville one. But it was great to see people. It was great to see their face, their shining face. Part of a new glow about people. I don't know where it's me or them, but it looked like everybody glowed down here this time. Maybe it's just the eyes that Yahweh's given me to see everybody in a different light. People are so helpful and so courteous and so kind, and the letters and the encouragement and the love offerings. I'm so far behind on my mail, I'm ashamed of myself. And you know that I've been so busy, I haven't stopped in over 2 months, and I'm so busy that I can't get back in the office here. You know, we have it set up. But here now, we've got a chance to get our office set up permanent, our things set up in our places and for them. And we're talking about adding permanent sites, a permanent building, that we've already got it up. And part, it's just so wonderful. I just can't express my happiness tonight. Praise Yahweh.
Well, Pastor Buddy, you know, I think during Tabernacles, when people came on the property, they felt like I did. We're finally home. We have our own place. Everybody felt more comfortable. Their smiles were deeper and more sincere. I'm just overwhelmed. The last 2 days have just blown my mind. People would have to been here and went through what you and I just experienced to see that it was all Yahweh doing, the way He just made things fall into place. I mean, I'm just awed by the whole thing. I haven't got over it yet. It's so wonderful. Praise Yahweh.
You know, Brother Part, it reminds me of a song that we sang in the group down here. We had a little praise service, one of the radio nights, can't remember when, but we were all singing, and of course we've had such a terrible sound system, to go out on just doing this on a cell phone and, taking our permanent, radio equipment and don't have time set up, still ain't got it set up. But we just laid the old microphone or the old cell phone down in the little floor, and we got that song. And I, thinking about that song came to my mind that Brother Odell sings, that we get blessed every time he sings it. I've got so much to thank him for. And, you know, tonight we could praise him, and we have. We've been praising him all day long. We've been in total unbelief. Oh, yeah, we just can't imagine what Yahweh's done. And how did we get this dozer over here? I mean, we went over there, and in 15 minutes, the guys are sitting there waiting, and we was in a dilemma.
And the funny thing about it was almost 2 hours, and guys said, well, I'll just charge you for an hour and a half.
That's true. You mean the guy at the dozer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we probably had 2 hours work in on him. He only charged us for half of it.
You know, probably if the guy, Yahweh probably made that guy work on his own furnace just to keep him away so we could go ahead and use the thing. And, you know, he didn't know us from apple butter, and he said, yeah, go ahead. And we tried to pay him more, and he said, well, no, this is enough. So I think we made friends. I mean, everything we did today, Yahweh had his hand on it.
Amen. It was marvelous. We just couldn't believe. Here we are, sitting here in a knowing nobody. We don't know no construction people. We didn't know who to call. But we look over there in the field across the street, and here's a guy over there, and he hadn't been there in a week. He'd got his job done over there, and he's letting his equipment sit there. And one of his workers had come in on the job and was fixing to load some of the dirt and move it out, because he said he had a 4-hour job there, and he's getting it out, and he's going to the hospital to visit his wife. His wife is sick. And I said, your wife is sick? And I said, well, we'll pray for her. And the tears coming in his eyes, and he shook my hand. He said, well, thank you. And he was surprised, I guess, that we were concerned about his wife, and really we was. I mean, we forgot our problems. We had problems. And we took his problems to heart, and I said, well, we'll be in prayer for you, and we'll pray for her to get better. And he looked over at me with tears in his eyes, and he said, well, I don't own this equipment here. He said, I just work for this man here. And he said, but he's a good man. He said, I'll call him. I said, have you got his number? Because we tried his house number, and he wouldn't answer his phone. And he said, yeah, I've got his cell phone. He said, I work for him. I said, okay. I said, well, would you call him up and tell him that we need to use his dozer, and I'd like to get him over to do this job. And, of course, he couldn't come. And I had enough. It just occurred to me, well, why don't you ask him if you can lease it? Because we need it. And the brother called him back. And sure enough, he said, well, yeah. He said he didn't care. And you know, like, say, 15 minutes, we had the dozer sitting over in our field. And in an hour and a half, Preston had it graded off. It was so wonderful that, part that just don't happen every day, that you just think of, you just look across the field, a man's over there, here's a dozer sitting over, and we need one bad.
You couldn't have drawn up the plan, the part to work as smooth as it did today. It just don't happen like that.
Well, it's true. I mean, here the man, we said, when we got him, we contacted him to move it. And we was expecting, like you said, probably a week or two. You know how people seem like everybody's busy, especially when you're wanting something done fast. And we said, well, when could you do it? He said, in the morning. And sure enough, we told him we'd meet him there at 10 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, he was there getting it ready to go and called us and said to get over there, to lead him over here. And we couldn't believe he was already over there with his men.
They had to put 16 wheels underneath those trailers. Four on each side on both units.
Yeah, on both units. And they were about ready to go when we got there. They'd been there real early, and like I say, it was so blessed and so wonderful. And, you know, Pard, you just can't outdo Yahweh. If you'll turn it over to Yahweh and smile the rest of the day, and that's what we done. He just stepped in, took over, and he put the house where we wanted it. It's his house. And, you know, we was trying to decide, and it looked like it got decided for us by him. And in less than time that we could turn around or even think about it, he had it set, and the men was in here doing their work, and they showed up early. That's unusual.
Well, you know, everything's just been so wonderful today. I'd just like to send a little message to my favorite turkey in North Carolina and say, now, you better come over here tomorrow.
Well, Pard, we got to get out here. I know our time is gone, and we just bless everybody in the name of Yahweh. We love you, and we appreciate everybody. Call us tonight, area code 423-351-1082. That's 423-351-1082. That's our home number. Call me on my cell. Area code 423-259-0606. My mailing address is Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee 37874. We'll see you. We're out of time. We love you. Sponsors and I by Brother Mark.
Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.